This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An unprecedented spate of wildfires raging across the state of Oregon has kept more than 500,000 people, about one of every eight residents, under evacuation alerts this Friday, even as weary firefighters took advantage of improved weather to go on the offensive against the blazes. The wind-driven conflict have destroyed thousands of homes in a matter of days, making Oregon the latest epicenter in a larger summer outbreak of fire sweeping the western United States, collectively scorching a landscape the size of the state of New Jersey, killing at least two dozen people. Although at least four lives were known to have been lost in Oregon this week, the governor, Kate Brown, has warned the death toll could grow far higher and said that dozens of people have been reporting missing in three fire-stricken counties. A Northern California wildfire that destroyed a foothill hamlet has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year. This is with at least 10 people confirmed dead. Searchers are still looking for more than a dozen missing people. Authorities say the North Complex fire near a small city exploded in wind-driven flames earlier in the week, and it's advancing more slowly after the winds eased and smoke from the blaze shaded the area and lowered the temperature, allowing firefighters to make some progress. That was actually a change from the hot weather and gusty winds that 2 days earlier sent flames exploding through foothills northeast of San Francisco, destroying at least 2,000 buildings. U.S. President Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden marked the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks at Memorial's Fridays, and their differences in style were sharply on display. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that authorities have captured a U.S. spy near a pair of refineries in Venezuela with specialized weapons and a large sum of dollars. Maduro alleged Friday on state TV that that spy was a Marine who had served in the CIA operations in Iraq. Maduro didn't offer any proof. He said the suspect was being interrogated. The claim emerges as Venezuelans endure a second nationwide gasoline shortage this year, despite having the world's largest oil reserves. Maduro says authorities also dismantled a plot this week that was aimed at blowing up a third oil refinery. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen launched an attack early Saturday on two targets in the capital, which is controlled by the Houthi movement. The coalition launched nine airstrikes on a military engineering camp in the headquarters of the National Security Apparatus, they said. Spokesman said that the coalition had targeted a meeting of high-level leaders of the Houthi camp. Bombings in the city have been relatively rare since September of 2019, when Saudi Arabia launched indirect talks with the Iran-aligned Houthi movement, which it has been at war with since 2015. The conflict has led to what the United Nations has described as the world's worst humanitarian crisis. And this Saturday's attack comes after the Houthi group said it had attacked an important target in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, on Thursday, using a ballistic missile as well as drones. A tropical depression that is forecast to reach near hurricane intensity early next week has formed off of South Florida in the United States. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Tropical Depression 19 formed Friday. Forecasters say the system could become a tropical storm before it moves inland over South Florida early Saturday. It expects it to reach tropical storm status by Sunday and could approach near hurricane strength in coming days, heading into the Gulf of Mexico. People from the Florida panhandle to southeastern Louisiana have been urged to keep watch on the storm. More than 912,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 28.3 million confirmed infections worldwide. And the NFL's new stance encouraging players to take a stand against racial injustice got its first test as some fans of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs booed during a moment of silence to promote the cause, touching off a fresh debate on how players should use their voice. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.